My sympathy is of no value to anyone.
So then Jerry said to us, so when I take my attention off those who are in trouble, I'll feel good, but still that doesn't help them feel better. In other words, I haven't solved the problem, I'm just avoiding the problem. And we told him, if you don't focus upon their problem, you can continue to feel good, but they'll still have the problem. That is true at first. But if you do focus upon their problem, you'll feel bad, they continue to feel bad, and they'll still have the problem. And if you continue to focus upon their problem, in time you will have the problem too. However, if you don't focus upon their problem, but instead you try to imagine their solution or a positive outcome, you'll feel good. And then there is the possibility of your influencing them to more positive thoughts and outcomes. In simple terms, you are never of value to another, and you never offer a solution when you are feeling negative emotion, because the presence of negative emotion within you means you're focused upon the lack of what is wanted rather than what is wanted. So if someone's having a bad experience and they come into your awareness with a powerful wind of negativity wrapped around them, if you have not already deliberately achieved your alignment with feeling good, you may be swept into their negativity. You may become part of their chain of pain, and you may very well then pass your discomfort on to another who will then pass it on to another, and so on. But if you have been deliberately setting the tone of your day by putting your head on your pillow each night and saying, tonight as I sleep, all attraction will stop, which means tomorrow I will have a new beginning, and tomorrow I will look for what I'm wanting to see because I want to feel good, because feeling good is the most important thing. As you awaken in the morning, you will be upon a fresh path, bringing no negativity from the day before. And then, as you walk into a room and you see someone with pain coming toward you, as this person comes with his pain, you don't become part of it, but instead, you provide a better example of happiness, for that which you feel is that which you radiate. Now, it's not likely that just because you remain happy, others will immediately join you in your happiness. In fact, when there's a great disparity between the way you are feeling and the way others are feeling, you will have a difficult time relating to one another. But in time, if you maintain your positive vibrational stance, they will either join you in your positive place or they will vibrate right out of your experience. The only way unhappy people can stay in your experience is by your continuing attention to them and their unhappiness. If you and two other people were walking along a mountain ledge, and you were not watching where you were going, and you stumbled and fell over the edge, and you were hanging by a very flimsy vine, and one of your friends was very strong and sure-footed, and the other was very clumsy and not focused, which one would you be glad was there? Looking for the positive aspects is the way you find your sure footing. It is who you are from an inner perspective. And as you consistently align with increasingly better feeling thoughts, the powerful resources of the universe become available to you. To sympathize with another means to focus upon their situation until you feel as they feel. And since everyone has the potential of feeling wonderful or feeling awful, of succeeding at their desires or of failing at their desires, you have options about which aspects of them you sympathize with. We encourage you to sympathize with the best feeling aspects of others that you can find. And in doing so, you may influence them to an improved condition also.